This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, we make it our business to always check in with our folks in St. Tammany because they are very important to the region economically and otherwise. And Lacey Osborne has agreed to join us every month, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So, Lacey, everyone kind of looks at, you know, first their neighborhood, then their community on this, as we approach this 20th anniversary of Katrina. And a lot of times we really forget about what has happened to the others around us. I don't know if you've had that same experience when you talk to folks, but St. Tammany had some significant trials and tribulations as it relates to the aftermath of Katrina. Talk to us a little bit about what you remember.
I actually had this conversation earlier this week with Stephen Jordan. He, at the time, was with the U.S. Chamber, who created a disaster response division of the U.S. Chamber. So here we are 20 years later, and he's going to write a book and create a fellows organization to help advise communities in the future when such disasters happen. They get funding. What do they do with it? How do they distribute it? So I appreciate Stephen's work and how it can help. But the biggest thing he is recalling about St. Tammany is not so much what happened during the storm as what happened after the storm with the population surge and the culture shift. And we had a conversation. We got so many new residents from St. Bernard, for example. And the memories of just welcoming some of the businesses. We have a photographer. His name is Chuck Billiott, and he's very active with the chamber. It was a horrible situation, but here we are 20 years later, and we celebrate Chuck, and there's a pharmacy, CNC Pharmacy. They completely moved over here. So we, you know, it's like we called them St. Tammanyards. You know, the people in a loving way, of course, a welcoming way. It just, you could feel the difference in the culture in a positive way. There was just more traffic in the grocery stores. There was more lines at the gas stations. And here we are. There's just, our population has since grown further. So I would say for St. Tammany, you know, the bridge that was destroyed from Slidell to New Orleans East is huge, and it came back so fast. So we were very fortunate with the response from, we had our former, well, Kevin Davis was our parish president at the time, and when his term was up, he moved on to work with Governor Jindal on his emergency response team. So here we are
today. St. Tammany was kind of a little bit of the tale of two parishes, right? The east side of the parish, a lot more significantly impacted by Katrina than the west side of the parish.
Correct. Their downtown, Old Town, flooded. So they had a lot of flooding. And St. Tammany West had more tree and wind damage. I remember the number being 800 homes were destroyed in St. Tammany West by trees. But I don't know the number in Slidell, but it was high. And their city hall, their municipal auditorium, all the historic buildings in Old Town had to be rebuilt or refurbished and restored. And they are going to have a big commemoration ceremony Saturday at 4 p.m. in their municipal auditorium.
Also, we're visiting with Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. A lot of the population migration actually ended up residing in North St. Tammany in many respects, which was, I guess, something. It was more difficult, I guess, to bring these folks in because of that is a more rural part of the parish, right?
Yes. Honestly, I've never heard that before as far as statistics, what the percent of population are in Slidell or Covington or Folsom. And we work closely with Tangipahoa. They also have grown significantly in population. So I don't know those numbers, Newell, but I do know, I do hear I'm moving to Folsom. It's kind of, yeah. And one of our coworkers, she and her husband moved to Folsom. They just like the country and, you know, one of the other latest developments here is Highway 190 through Covington. All right, so you get on the causeway is 190. So you get off the causeway, you're in Mandeville, and you're on 190. And as soon as you go under I-12, you're in Covington. Not city limits, but Covington addresses. Well, it was pre-Katrina when the chamber worked with then the late Senator Hankel and former Senator Vitter and the Causeway Commission to widen 190 from 4 to 6 lanes. I think that was 2002. So it post-Katrina, we had those 6 lanes. And then later, it became 6 lanes from it's Harrison Avenue to the Claiborne Avenue Bridge, which was 2 lanes. So we went from 4 to 6 lanes, but you still had that bridge at 2 lanes. And it's miserable in the afternoon for those that have to travel, my coworker that lives in Folsom. However, construction is nearly complete on the new bridge, and mm-hmm. it's making a big difference.
Absolutely. Now let's pivot, current days here in St. Tammany. Obviously, you guys have been focusing on growth and how to smart growth and how to bring that about in St. Tammany Parish. And you have, and I think y'all have participated on a home rule charter committee. And they are how is that going and how will that be implemented?
Well, it's hoping the committee, again, is led by Kevin Davis, our former parish president, and it has, I believe, 11 members. They have been meeting monthly, and they've pushed it up. They're meeting every other week now, and they have gotten very little public input. But we had some of our board members testify to them on some recommendations, including a parish manager model for the administration, and then just some other not voted on by our board, not formal recommendations until their last meeting 2 weeks ago. Our board, we had a special meeting, we met with our public policy committee, and we did make 3 formal recommendations to the committee. So those recommendations are the only formal recommendations that we, the chamber, have made.
So what, when we think about this, just so the listening audience understands the importance of SAME, what does this mean for not only the residents, but businesses?
Well, businesses, you know, again, and you're right, there's many opinions on the Home Rule Charter and what it means. Specifically, right now, the big hot issue is the number of council members. We have 14, and it's the largest parish council in the metro area. The business community, we, the chamber, have no official recommendation on that issue, but it is the most talked about issue, and we do see benefit. So to answer your question, we just want to emphasize the importance of nimble and efficient local government. It can significantly catalyze local business growth by removing some of the barriers. I know my colleagues at the Jefferson and the New Orleans Chamber recently did some research and surveys on permitting, businesses getting permits, and the delays that somehow happen in the bureaucracy, in the halls of the local governments. So we business, the voice of business, we want a favorable environment for entrepreneurship, innovation, more job creation that will lead to a stronger economy.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? Let's jump into what you guys have actually proposed before we run out of time here. I want to make sure that we cover that.
Okay. Well, our specifics are the parish manager model. That's our number one. We think it would streamline processes and reduce bureaucracy in things such as permitting and licensing. The second one is an office of inspector
general.
So
can I ask a question about that? Would the parish manager be someone hired by the council, or would there still be the election of a parish president who would hire the parish manager? How do y'all see that working?
That's a good question. I haven't gotten into the specifics of that, but I believe...
Okay, let's go to item two then.
Yeah, okay. An office for inspector general. Just the transparency and the trust issues. And it's kind of viewed with hesitation, I believe, by some elected officials. You know, we want trust, and the only way we're going to get it at this point, with the voter turnout that we've had and the failed sales tax renewals and tax rededication, to foster a sense of partnership and trust. We believe that we could thrive and expand in an environment where citizens know that the inspector general is hearing their concerns and addressing them. So that's number two. Number three is referendums. And we had a lot of questions. What does that mean? So without getting into great detail, we want to protect misuse of referendums, but it's a vote. It's an election where thresholds are based on the average voter turnout over a set period rather than a single election. So, again, we could probably have an interview just on referendums, but the low voter turnout and how it impacts things, such as the parish budget, is a big concern right now.
And number four?
Okay, number four goes back to that most talked about issue, the size of the parish council. Back in 2002, when the Home Rule Charter had a review, the BGR, Bureau of Governmental Research, made a recommendation to reduce the size of the parish council. So we have had former parish council members give feedback, current parish council members, regarding reducing the size to either 7 with 2 at-large seats or 7 district seats. So our board leadership agrees that this needs to be evaluated. But when we have one-on-ones with current council members, there's concern about the cost. There's concern about redistricting. And now that we are in the year 2025, with the next census being in 2030, maybe we should wait until 2030. Okay, that's 5 years down the road, and those are legitimate concerns about redistricting and the population. But our board of directors, and we get a lot of input, and one of the council members said, well, did you survey your members? No, we did not. It's just talked about on a regular basis. There have been events on this. BGR came back less than a year ago on that specific topic. So it's, I guess I could use the word controversial, because there are those that are adamantly opposed to it, and there are those that are open-minded, and there are those that think, no, we need to reduce the size. And the concerns are from the rural areas, concerned about them not having adequate representation, the minority representation. Those are just two. And this is how we feel. We feel you are the current parish council, you are the elected leadership. The Home Rule Charter Commission, committee, it is not a commission. So they can't make recommendations that will go straight to the voters. If they were a commission, their recommendations would go straight to the voters. But they're a committee. So their recommendations are going to go to the council. The council will then have to approve any recommendation, including an inspector general, parish manager, or reducing the size of the council, will go to a vote of the people. So all their recommendation is not the final decision. The final decision will rest with the voters. So it's complicated.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Obviously, you know, with term limits, it's a lot different than when there were no term limits for individuals, right? I mean, y'all have, right. Your council members have term limits?
Yes, that was voted on during the last Home Rule Charter review, and the term limits are 3 terms. So we currently have 2 council members who have 1 more term after this, because it was retroactive. So they were elected when that 3-year term limit, 3-term limit, three, 4-year term limits were put into practice. So they each have 1 more term.
Yeah. See, all of that, you know, you take into consideration. It may be that you wait till 2030, you do the adoption and the districting now. If there's going to be a challenge, have it go through the court so that by 2030, you know, everybody's waiting on a census. Y'all pretty much know how many people you have in St. Tammany. I mean, there's so many ways of collecting that data and looking at that data now. You know, and updating it every year as you get closer and closer. It's not going to be some major transformational change in the population over this period of time, unless we have another storm. And then, you know, you kind of have to start things over, and maybe more people end up moving to the North Shore. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, you're not going to have these appreciable jumps, you know, for, in the near future, especially for a vast majority of the land there. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. Nobody's going to vote themselves out of a job, though. that's the real challenge.
Yeah, that's what, you know, we hope they will not consider. It's not about you as an individual or an elected official. It's about what's best for your children, your grandchildren.
I say it all the time. The entity's interest always outweighs the individual. But human nature is, they will not vote themselves out of a job. Yeah, those people, in my 40 years in public service, that I've run across are few and far between.
Yes.
And so that makes this challenge a very, very difficult one. Not any less worthy, just difficult for sure. Well, Lacey, thank you so much for joining us. Really enjoyed the conversation today. Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll visit with Arthur Hardy. And we'll find out, we'll talk about the first Mardi Gras after Katrina and what that meant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Stay with us. On a text line, Mardi Gras Day 2006, I was interviewed by a BBC reporter in Jackson Square. He asked if it was proper to party amidst the destruction. I reminded him that the Blitz did not stop the English from doing their thing. Bam! Joining us is Arthur Harder with the Times-Picayune and editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Happy to be with you, Newell.
Arthur, I love that response. It didn't stop y'all from doing your thing during the Blitz. You know, this is part of coming together, right?
Well, you know, somebody told me then in 06 that a poll was taken somewhere, you know, and it was something like, and you know how polls work. It depends on how you ask a question. Should New Orleans be spending money on recovery effort, infrastructure, or getting drunk and naked on Mardi Gras floats? Now, what kind of, you know, what kind of response is he think you're going to get? Hey, we didn't tell them in New York how to act after 9/11. They figured it out, and so did we. And it was, I think, the most significant Mardi Gras ever. I was never prouder of anything than what we did, because we chose to, you know, to celebrate rather than surrender. And I remember writing in our magazine that we wanted to replace the images on Canal Street of refugees in boats with revelers on floats. And it was a message to the world, but most importantly, it was for us. We needed to do this, and we did it, and it was spectacular.
Well, it was part of just coming back, right? I mean, with each individual thing that we were so used to in our life was an individual success story in a series of success stories, as simplistic as I'm putting it, but it's so true, though, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, there's no denying the, you know, the Gleason block punt, the Atlanta game, the Superdome, that was a quintessential moment in our recovery. But months before that, I think Mardi Gras was very instrumental in bringing this city back. you know, the government could have canceled it, but the citizens decided to put it on. They couldn't make us do that. Not everybody could parade, but most put something on the street. And it was just such a, I think, a wonderful, I'll never forget. I get emotional just talking about this. It, you know, in New Orleans, every year you go in the same street corner and we see the people that your kids grew up and they might not even know names, but it's the same people. And they weren't there this year. And you don't know if they had drowned or they were in Atlanta. I mean, it was a very emotional Mardi Gras. And I remember people holding up signs to float riders instead of throw me something this that was thank you. You know, thank you for doing this for us. And that one was for us. And but you're right. The national media, the Tourist Commission had set up a media room at the first floor of the Sheraton Hotel on Canal Camp, I think. And there were 1,500 credentialed media here to cover. Because wow. Remember, that Tuesday was February 28th, almost to the day, 6 months after Katrina. And I was one of several people who was, you know, lined up to be interviewed, like Radio Row at a Super Bowl or something. You know, anybody that could talk in 30-second sound bites was there giving their analysis. And I'm telling you, to a person, every interviewer asked, basically insinuated we were crazy. You know, how can you possibly justify this? And you know, you tried to explain it to him. There was one journalist that contacted me after Mardi Gras who stayed at Ash Wednesday to kind of do a review of what happened. And he said, man, you were right. You guys had to do it. Congratulations. We had it all wrong. I'm so glad I was able to report on this. You know, it's true. We had to do it. We did it, and it's forever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Of all the things about Katrina, that first Mardi Gras is. I don't know why, but it's just like a blur. I don't even really remember it.
I know, and I'm kind of the same way. Luckily, I can look back at some of our magazines, and hey, I didn't remember I wrote that. But you remember the blue tarp costumes and the satire?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We made fun of everybody, and we just, again, we chose to celebrate rather than surrender. And it wasn't until October 12th that we even knew the city would allow Mardi Gras. Again, they could have canceled.
Right.
They couldn't make it happen. And then it wasn't until November 23rd that we actually had a schedule of what was going to happen. Then our mayor, Ray Nagin, in an interview in Atlanta on December 3rd, said he didn't really think it was a good idea to do Mardi Gras. And it was almost back to square one there, whether we're going to do it or not. But thankfully, we did pull it off, and it was just so special. And so many accommodations had to be made. We didn't have the Superdome for Endymion. We didn't have the Municipal Auditorium for the balls. The meeting of the courts was split between the Sheraton and Marriott hotels on Canal Street. They had to put a red carpet across the street for them to do the meeting. I mean, we were so innovative and adaptive, and hey, man, the hurricane's not going to keep us down. I remember, too, on Fat Tuesday, I was on live on television at Gallia Hall, and we got a message that the Empire State Building Fat Tuesday night would be lit up in purple, green, and gold, and it was. And how special was that, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Arthur, talk to me about that particular year. I mean, it's a sacrifice for riders. You know, they put out a lot of money.
Yeah.
And when you think about how many people were down and out, but did it anyway, right? I mean,
yeah.
I suspect there were a lot of people that borrowed money to do it.
I mean, well, and a lot of crews who just said, look, you can ride for free this year. A lot of philanthropy came out of that. You know, the Rex organization started at that time. They were projects, purple, green, and gold. One was for schools. I don't remember. One of them was for philanthropy for charter schools. Another was some environmental deal. Anyway, out of that came the Pro Bono Publico Foundation, which till now has given more than $9 million to public schools. And that happened because of Katrina. And people stepped up and said, we're going to help each other. Poor Zulu. No crew was hit worse than Zulu in terms of flooding. They lost 10 members. I mean, but they made the decision, you know, we're down, but we ain't out. and they came back, and I mean, a couple of float builders lost dens. I mean, it was bad. It could have been worse, but the city never shone brighter. You know, it just, this is what we do, baby. And if you don't get it, it's your problem.
Yeah, we can walk and get naked at the same time for sure, right?
We can. And remember the Max Band. We didn't have any high schools had programs, so we put kids together from different groups, and that was so special. I mean, it was just a remarkable accomplishment. And it took 3 or 4 years for us to get back to almost normal in terms of the quality and quantity of the presentation. Of course, now it's bigger than ever, and you'd never know we had that, or even COVID, which was in our recent rearview mirror. But it's a wonderful thing that we do, and nobody makes us do it. You know, we do this because we choose to.
Well, when you think about the timeline of how this works, right? So by the time Katrina hit, all of the beads and everything else had been pretty much ordered, and they were coming,
sure.
You know.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
In the aftermath of Katrina, we didn't know whether or not the port was going to be open, and thankfully it was one of the major infrastructures in the city of New Orleans that reopened, and it may have been the first.
Thankfully.
You know, and so we were able to receive all of the stuff.
That's right. And what about the airport? You know, I don't think the airport would have opened what it did had we not scheduled Mardi Gras. On the first day of parades, the Memorial Convention Center, Harrah's Casino, and Canal Place all opened, coincidentally with the first day of parade. So you can't tell me it wasn't a major impetus for our recovery, because it was.
No, and it's amazing how these little, these events and the role that they played in creating the momentum, right?
Yep.
It was, you know, just, we'll be talking with Tim Coulon tomorrow, who was the chairman of the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, the LSED, that actually operates the Dome. And, you know, the role that they played in pulling it all together. You know, and when you think about the economic epicenter of the state of Louisiana, the greater New Orleans region being down and out, I mean, it's quite a commitment to be made, right? Because there was certainly uncertainty about whether we were coming back.
Yes, there was. And thankfully, we had leadership, some whose names that we'll never know, who stepped up and did things. And I was hearing Tommy earlier about the volunteers that come up with lawnmowers to City Park. And, I mean, there's so many individual stories of people who will never know their names. But if it weren't for them, we might not be here, you know. So I'm so proud of the Mardi Gras community, and not just that, the educational community. You know, I'm involved in my alma mater, Warren Easton High School, and that was quite a comeback tale, too, from a school that had 6 feet of water in it to one that opened as a charter and for 8 years in a row at 100% graduation rate. Sandra Bullock had adopted our school and was most helpful. And there are million stories like that of people who out of nowhere said, hey, let me help. And we said, yes, indeed.
You know, people are going to think I'm crazy when I say this, but oftentimes I reflect on, I wonder what we would be like had we not gone through the Katrina experience. Because there's so many positive things that was the outgrowth of that experience,
right.
You know. And I don't know that I, in my life, you know, I was a kind of a post-Vietnam, you know, kid. By the time I turned 18, I didn't even have to register for the draft. So I don't know that there would have ever been an opportunity to fight as hard as, you know, I fought working in the sheriff's office, trying to bring back not only an organization, but a community at large with a lot of other leaders. I don't know that I ever would have had that experience in my life ever.
Well, certainly a lot of good has come from the bad. There's no doubt about that. We're a much stronger city now, but there were a lot of losses. Things will never get back. But, you know, you have to look at the positive side. And for me in business, you know, Carnival just, it's almost gotten too big. Embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
And if there was ever a chance when it might have almost, it not died on the vine, but people, the celebration had an opportunity to compress after Katrina,
right.
You know, for logical reasons. We can't do this anymore. It costs too much money. We got to build our houses. Let's take a break. And I would not have been surprised if there had been a shrinkage in the number of crews. Just the opposite's happened. More, bigger, better than ever. You know, almost too big. So it's a testament to, I think, this whole city. I almost hate the word resiliency. We use it so much, but I can't find a better word. You know, this city will not die, and certainly its premier celebration will not die.
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing those moments with us and reminding us of that battle. I guess old traditions die hard, right? And we're not willing to let them go.
So. You got that right.
Absolutely. Arthur Hardy with the Times-Picayune, an editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Thank you so much for joining us, Arthur. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
With us on the text line, the texter says, I remember sitting in a park on Decatur Street eating MREs with some friends. Mardi Gras Day 2006 was a day I'll never forget. Another texter says, absolutely and truly the best Mardi Gras I have ever attended. For what it's worth, that was the best mental therapy that actually helped me get through losing my house and losing my job. Another texter says and remembers that Mardi Gras Day 2006 was blessed with picture-perfect weather as well. And the last, another texter says, Arthur's a great guy. He was actually my band director at Brother Martin in the 80s. It was great seeing how successful he was with the Mardi Gras Guide. As a matter of fact, he's one of the reasons I became a band director. Yeah, I love talking to Arthur Hardy. There's no doubt about that, especially when it comes to Mardi Gras. So, folks, just a reminder, the Katrina story, it's your story, our story, and a New Orleans story. Tomorrow, on the anniversary of the storm, join us for a special day-long broadcast featuring Tommy, myself, Dave Cohen, Scoot, live from the Presbyterian in historic Jackson Square from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're going to hear interviews that you haven't heard before about the rescue, the recovery, the rebirth of one of America's most beloved cities, brought to you by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums. And also, There's a free symposium, Living with Hurricanes Katrina and Beyond, reimagined for the next generation, from 10 a.m. to noon right there at La Petite Theater. It's being moderated by Norman Robinson, and it features the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser, Walter Isaacson, Aaron Broussard, and the former mayor of Lafitte, Tim Kerner. And then you can tour the new exhibition at the Presbytere from noon to 4 for free. So you don't want to miss that either. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we return, you will hear some details about the Ray Nagin investigation and ultimate conviction. The other day he was in a church saying that this was manufactured by the media. First time these details become public.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.